AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There is still no sign of the man accused of killing 18 people Wednesday night at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston, Maine. People in Lewiston and surrounding areas are being told to remain in their homes. David St. Pierre is Lewiston's police chief.
Again, I will ask the community to be as patient as possible with this process, realizing that there are many, many moving parts and coordination of efforts involved between multiple agencies.
The search is focused around suspect Robert Card's family home outside Lewiston. Consumer spending was up last month. Inflation was elevated too. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Despite high interest rates and inflation, consumers continue to spend their money, which PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Fauché says is not what the Federal Reserve is looking for.
We will need to see consumer spending grow slow to a pace that's more consistent with income growth. I think that will happen. But from the Fed's perspective, if anything, consumer spending growth is a little too strong.
Which Fauché says cannot continue.
They've been buying a lot lately, and so they've been saving less. That obviously is unsustainable over the longer run.
As for the Fed, when it meets next week?
Given the fact that although inflation is still high, it has slowed over the past year, so they have a little leeway to keep rates unchanged in the near term.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Israeli forces conducted another ground raid in the Gaza Strip in advance of an expected wider invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Israel's defense minister says it will be long and difficult, with the aim to destroy hundreds of miles of tunnels used by Hamas. A judge in New York told former President Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka she'll have to take the witness stand in the civil fraud case against her father, her brothers, and the family business. Ivanka Trump stepped away from her job with the Trump Organization in 2017. This is AP News. There is a new virtual tour of the White House. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's a partnership between the White House, Google Maps, and Google Arts and Culture, aimed at showing users all the rooms they'd see while on a public tour. The updated tour is the first to include audio captions for people with disabilities, narrated by White House Social Secretary Carlos Elizondo, who gives details about the George Washington portrait hanging in the East Room since 1802.
The only object in the collection to remain at the house since it was first occupied.
And the state dining room.
Thomas Jefferson used part of this room as his office, where he and his secretary, Meriwether Lewis, planned the Lewis and Clark expedition in 1802.
The virtual tour is the first to also have Spanish translation and is available at the White House website. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.